This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Tuesday, May 4th, 2010. And on this episode of Archer Radio, Anthony from Ashanti No Lemon is here with me today. Hi, Anthony.
Glorious iPad. I love to touch my iPad. Oh, it's so pretty.
And clearly, we're going to talk about our iPads. Because
oh, really?
I believe you got one on Friday at the same time I did, right?
Yeah, after taking the Wi-Fi back. People are looking at me weird in line. So we were here previous today. No, I'm just taking it back. And when did you get yours? Wednesday? Yeah, I know, I'm a retard.
Okay, so tell us that story then. You actually bought it on Wednesday.
Well, you know, I was sort of sick Wednesday, and I was sitting around home going, what can I do? Yeah, maybe I'll go get an iPad. Yeah, the 3G version's coming out Friday. Yeah, what do I need 3G for? Yeah, I'll go get it. And because I figured, well, initially my initial thought was, well, you know, I'm never going to be anywhere where there isn't going to be a wireless connection.
Well, and, you think that, but
yeah, I think that. And then I got it, and then I was like, oh, you know, well, maybe a 3G wouldn't be so bad. And I'm driving to go get it. I'm calling the Apple Store while I'm driving. They're like, well, we only have the 64-bit version. I'm like, oh, how much is that? Well, it came in about $768, something like that. And so I got it. I'm like, I really don't need 64 gigs. I'm like looking at the amount of music. I put like, you know, the majority of all my playlist on there. And I'm like just barely filling up the bar. And I'm thinking, I really don't need this. Then I'm thinking, well, maybe I could take it back and get the 3G version, 16 gig version. And then I found out about the restocking fee. So when it gets, I'm like, what the heck? You know, I got money. I'm working overtime. And so I'm like, okay, well, so basically I went Friday, stood in line. And by the way, wonderful experience at the Apple Easton store here in Columbus, Ohio. I have never met the most pleasurable service people ever at the Apple Store. I mean, I swear to God, these girls wanted to give me a blowjob or something. They're
like, oh my gosh.
They were just so nice. Oh, would you like water? Oh, okay. Oh, you want a fan? Okay.
Oh, because you were in line for the 3G version, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, well, I've been there before to get a new 3G phone, but I mean, generally, I mean, the customer service there is just top notch. So, so yeah, I mean, they had water for us. They're like, you know, oh, well, what inversion are you interested in getting? We just want to have an idea. And I'm like, oh, I'm interested in getting a 3G version. I'm like, okay. So it took me about 45 minutes to get to the line. And by the way, I would like to point out, I think they only hire very attractive people at the Apple Store.
Not at my Apple Store. They're kind of ugly at my Apple Store.
Oh, really? There were some hotties. And I'm like, oh, my God, if there was this cute blonde boy with like a power on tattoo on his arm, and I'm like, oh my God, I should get a part-time job. Well, wait a minute, no, I'm taking that. Then I'm like, oh yeah, that's where I'm taking, damn. So I got like the process to exchange to get the 3G took less time to get the initial Wi-Fi version, and literally I was in and out of there once I got to inside the store in like 10 minutes. And I actually backed up my Wi-Fi version and restored it. It restored perfectly, and I'm figuring this ain't gonna work. No, it restored perfectly, and then it's like, oh, would you like to go online and get a 3G version? I'm like, wow, this actually worked. Cahoots to Apple for figuring somebody might back up their Wi-Fi version and restore it to a 3G, and actually restored everything just perfectly.
Wow, that's really cool. But now you had to wipe the Wi-Fi clean of all your information, right?
Yeah, I did that. I backed it up and then I wiped it clean before I returned. So I actually polished it. If you have one of those, when I got my original iPhone, they give you a nice little shiny cloth that you use to clean off your iPhone. It comes in really handy with the iPad, because the iPad, one of my major complaints, it gets very finger smudgy very quickly.
I completely agree, and I have the exact same thing from my original iPod Touch, that little black kind of rag kind of thing. I use that to rub off all the fingerprints. It works really well, yeah.
You pretty much are wiping it off on a daily basis. So.
Oh, me, like multiple times a day.
Yeah.
So then let me ask you this. What did you end up walking out of the store with? Which version?
I got the 3G 16 gig version, and after the restocking fee, I got $4 back. So okay, I'm like,
okay, because you were returning the 64 gig, which cost so much, and then getting the 16 gig, which was much less, so that you ended up with paying them $4, or you got $4 back?
No, plus taxes and restocking fee, I got $4 back. So
oh, okay,
none for the less. I got what I wanted for what I probably. I mean, I'm going to be probably making that crap load of money with this on call for work that I'm going to be doing. So I'm not too worried about it. But then, I'm trying to figure out how to pay for a new roof next summer. But that's a whole nother issue.
Well, I have the 64 gig iPad 3G.
Right.
Let me respond here to Larry. He wants to know if we're streaming. No, we are not streaming.
I guess we could go streaming, but it's all up to you.
Well, I would have to change it now because we're recording.
I'm already okay. Don't worry about it. So. Yeah. By the way, your audio quality is superb, Archer.
Well, because I have a huge pipe, you know. that's what it is. You laugh, but that's what it is. I have a single connection directly to you.
I said that. I said that in the Suja, and now all of a sudden you turn into a Cylon.
Do you still hear it?
Yeah, but I could barely understand you. Call me right back. I'm going to hang up. Call me right back.
Okay.
Hello?
Is that better?
Yeah, it's a lower quality. As soon as I said that, of course, it started messing up. It must be karma.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said anything.
So you were sounding like you were sitting like right next to me. Now it's a little bit of a standard Skype quality. But
you sound fine to me.
Okay.
So, okay.
But you got the 64 gig version, which for you it makes sort of sense because you have photos that you could be presenting and stuff like that.
Well, you know what though, I didn't want to load all my photos on there because when I go to show it to people, my naked men photos will show up, and I don't need those to be popping up, in a stack when I bring up photos. So I put a lot of my photos on them, but not all of them. And even with my photos and all my iTunes library, and I have a couple TV shows and two movies, I still have 38 gig free.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty impressive.
Which is fine because I kind of, plan to keep this for a very long time, and I will just, gain stuff and, use it up, I'm sure, in the long run. So
yeah, a lot of people are giving me crap about it, but I said, for what. People don't quite understand the purpose of some of these devices. They didn't understand quite the purpose of the iPhone, and of course now everybody has one. And I think that this is something that people will come to understand in time, because this isn't meant to replace a laptop. It's supposed to be a consumption device. And what works well for me is now I have something that I can sit down in front of the TV, put in my lap, not burn myself with a laptop fan or the bottom of the laptop, and just browse the web or check up on Twitter or, go through my email.
And I know exactly what you mean. I do the exact same thing. It's a content consumption machine for me as well.
Yeah, it's not supposed to replace your computer. But for yesterday, I had a good chance to actually sit down and run through a test drive while I was watching TV, and it worked great. I was able to get through all my email, quickly respond to a couple things, go through Twitter, check the weather. I mean, now it does lack some. I mean, the apps for it so far, I agree with you. There's not any power apps out yet. It's definitely in need of a power apps, and a lot of the apps that were touted to me that I was very excited to play, like Finger God and stuff like that, or Godfinger, it's just they're sort of eh. So they're it's not quite there yet in terms of the quality of apps that you have on the iPhone, but it's getting there.
Well, I will say this, because my purpose of the iPad was to use it for school stuff. Like I wanted to do my planning on there, and I wanted to do my grade book on there. And I actually wanted somebody to write me that app, but that never happened. So,
well, I'm actually reading a book on how to program in C, Archer. So give me about 6 months.
Oh man, see, if I had time to learn that, I would. But I have decided that because the calendar app on the iPad views differently on the iPad than it does on your computer, and it has a beautiful layout. Like I have it in the portrait display. And on one side, it shows me all of my different appointments. And under the notes, I can fill in all the different things. So, like, for example, I have my reading group set up as a entry into my day. And then in the notes section, I write down all the different books that I need for my different reading groups. And it tells me that my time is from 10 to 11:20 a.m. I mean, and it's laid out so beautifully that it's exactly what I want.
Yeah. So, the calendar apps and the contacts apps are what the – I don't know why Apple Store has neglected contacts and iCal on the actual operating system, because they need a major refreshing of the look and feel. This is exactly what they need to do, because they're starting to get a lack of consistency now between the operating system and some of their portable applications. And I think they need to start bringing that back into the operating system. I've tried a couple times to migrate from the Entourage and the Microsoft Office system and just use Apple stuff. And every time within 2 weeks, I'm going back to Entourage, because it just does – the Apple stuff does not have the flexibility or the design that the Office system has, especially Entourage, in terms of maintaining contacts. Trying to maintain your contacts in address book is just a nightmare.
Well, I'm not familiar with all that, because I've only ever used Apple products, and I love Apple. So
right, it's a good basic stuff, but in terms for what I do, in terms of trying to maintain people for work and stuff, Entourage and the Microsoft Office is just so much more. Now this is getting very close. The calendar on here is very close to what you see in Entourage, and they really need to start bringing that into iCal and some of the other applications on the Mac.
Yeah. See, I also downloaded Numbers, and I use Numbers as my I created a gradebook kind of thing to do exactly what I wanted it to do. So just a matter of creating it. So
yeah, I've tried Numbers and Pages, and they work well, but I'm so used to the Microsoft stuff at this point that I look at it and it's like, oh, this is weird to me. So it works well for beginners, and Keynote is probably Keynote is a better presentation. I was talking to somebody at work, and they're like, oh yeah, my kids were like talking about Keynote because they have Macs in the schools. I'm like, really? Macs are still in the schools?
Yeah. So, some schools, not my school. I did not download Keynote, though, but I think next fall I'll want to use it, but not right now.
Yeah, so. Keynote is probably what you probably want to get Keynote at one point. But all in all, I mean, the Apple apps are good, and the basic stuff they give you with it is really top-notch. There's a couple key apps that stand out to me. One of them is Twitterific. That works really well for just checking up on Twitter and stuff like that.
Well, I was going to ask you, is that the one that you use regularly for Twitter?
Well, I love, like, I see you and me must have the same mindset. I love Tweety for iPhone, and now that Twitter bought them out, I'm like, oh, crap, they're going to mess it up.
Yeah, but it's going to be free when it does come out.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I love Tweety for iPhone. I'm dying for them to basically port that to the iPad version. So I'm basically, for now, I'm using Twitter. Can't talk today. The other one, let's see, AI, Instant Messenger, American Online's Instant Messenger is actually really good. I can't wait for some of the other apps that cover all the Instant Messengers to get ported. SkyGrid, this is a cool little application that is sort of like Dig. It keeps you up on the latest news, and it's actually pretty well designed in terms of, these are the sort of the top stories that everybody's talking about, right now. So that's actually well done. The WeatherBug application for weather is probably the best weather application I've found.
Oh, I like the Weather Channel one.
I haven't tried that one. I've tried AccuWeather. They're all pretty good. AccuWeather is actually a really nice, intuitive it's a very interesting little design. And especially the hourly thing is kind of fun, because you actually get to position the clock and the icon changes as you move the clock. So the weather apps are really, really sort of a standout apps in that. And the fact that you could just zoom out to maps is – I was downstairs checking the weather, and I'm like, oh, this is what the iPad was made for.
Yeah, I think you should really check out the Weather Channel. It's called the Weather Channel Max Plus, I think it is.
Okay.
But it's got the local, it's got videos, it's got the radar maps, it's got the severe warnings. It's even got a little social button so you can talk to the different weather people on the Weather Channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a little Twitter kind of social thing.
All right, so let me...
It's cool.
The Weather Channel, Interactive Weather Channel, Max for iPad.
Max Plus, yeah, for iPad.
Check that one out.
Now, I also downloaded Bento. Are you familiar with Bento?
Yeah, I'm a little bit... It's like a... It's basically what FileMaker used to be.
It's a database software. Yeah.
Right. No, I haven't tried that yet. How is that?
I like it. I like the iPad version better than the Mac version.
Now, how much is it?
Like $4.99 or $5.99? I think it's $4.99.
What's nice and bad about it is that some of the app makers, they just give you a free upgrade to the iPad, and then it's like one of my new favorite games is Plants vs. Zombies. Which don't get because it's too addictive and you'll never get anything done ever again.
Yeah.
But you have to buy it all over again if you want to play on the iPad. And it's just like, you know, and it's like $9.99. There are some apps that are just like, you know, they're going to be $1.99 in 2 months when there's a ton of other apps that are just like it. But now they're charging like $14. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $14 just because you're the first iPad app out to the market right now.
Exactly. And you know what? There was a... article on one of the Mac sites that said that on average the iPad apps are $1 higher in price than the iPhone apps.
Yeah, that's going to come down once the other apps are coming out. Some things I want to see upgraded are like the Facebook app, even though like the website.
Me too.
The website works well, but I love the iPhone app, and I want to see now what they could do with an iPad app. Meebo was another great – this was an instant messenger client that worked great on the iPhone. I want to see that upgrade as well.
Well, I was talking about – I don't know if you listened to my show yesterday, but I was talking about the iPad.
I did.
And Gowalla, I was saying, is an iPhone app, but they upgraded that today, and I downloaded it, and the new Gowalla is really nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is the you know, like a social networking check-in kind of I'm here thing, and it uses the GPS of your iPad to figure out where you are, and then it finds things around it, and you can say, oh, yes, I'm here, and click on check-in. You check in there.
Archer logged into Cold Stone Creamery 7 hours ago.
Yeah, which I should not have done because, as what's his name on Twitter reminded me, Jeep for Bear, oh, that's Gavin, said, you mean Arizona-based Cold Stone?
Tisk, tisk. Oh.
I knew there was some reason I wasn't supposed to be going there.
Well, you know, there's a whole side argument we can have sometimes. There's a whole website that says don't ever use any of these applications because you're basically telling burglars when you're not home. So,
well, but I live in a high-rise condo with security front door and
right.
Front desk people who will stop you and say, where are you going?
Right.
That kind of thing, so...
Well, you have that benefit. Some people might just want to never, ever log in at home because you might have to worry about people breaking in. But
that's true. But anyway, in that vein, what I'm getting at is that Gowalla was upgraded today, and I think Foursquare really needs to be upgraded because I like to use Foursquare as well.
Yeah.
But that's still got that tiny little square, and I hate that.
Yeah, now there's a couple of the things I kept hearing about. Godfinger was a game I kept hearing about, and I tried that, and that was cute for about an hour. We Rule is a Farmville clone.
Ugh,
that was cute for what I don't like is games that keep telling you to check in every hour or every so hours in order to get stuff. It's like, I'll get to you when I'm ready. Stop telling me, you know, stop sending me alerts saying check in and get gold. Otherwise, it'll turn to rust. It's like, no.
Okay, let's instead of talking about specific apps, let's talk about a couple other things first.
Sure.
On your home screen, do you have six icons in the bottom, at the bottom, you know, on the dock thing?
Oh, I never even knew that you could put six in?
You can put six, yes.
Oh, wow.
Click on it and make the little thing jiggle, and you can just drag it right down there. It'll sit down on the dock.
Well, I guess the question is, what six do you have in there?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, what your six were. But my six are Safari, Mail, Photos, iPod, Calendar, and Settings.
Yeah, see, I always want my settings at the bottom because I switch back and forth in my settings way too much.
I do. I've noticed I've been doing a lot of the settings stuff too. Plus, I can check my usage on the AT&T cellular network thing too, which we'll need to talk about next or sometime soon anyway. But okay, since you don't have six, what four do you have there?
Well, I got the Safari, Mail, iPod, Settings. So what should I put down there? because I guess I'm going to put my calendar down there, because that's probably the other thing. And I guess I'll just put my contacts down there. I didn't know you could put that many down there. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So how does that work if I turn it sideways, though? Oh, wow. They all fit. Very nice.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's once again, this is the lovely thing, is that Apple thinks everything out to the T. I mean, they nail every possible concept that a user can have with their device before they release it. And that's what I love about them. It's just brilliant interface design.
Okay, well, but I already actually have a comment about that.
Okay.
If you are able to put six icons in the dock, why can't you have six icons across each row?
You know, and I bet you they're going to fix that. You have to remember that Apple starts things, people off at a very simplistic state, and then they add features. I mean, think about it. If they would have released copy and paste at the very beginning, it would have confused people. People needed time to get adjusted to the user interface.
Until people needed it.
Yeah, well, you see, on MacBreak Weekly, one of the other professional podcasts I listen to, basically they say Apple releases things that we, as the experts, you know, and as the tech savvy people, think should be in there at the very beginning, but they release it over time as new features, and they release it as over time, so people who aren't tech savvy basically learn how to use the product in a reasonable manner. And it's basically a roadmap that they basically have laid out. So
yeah.
I have no doubt that at some point the iPad and the iPhone stuff, a couple months or next month will have multitasking. I'm sure they probably knew that had to be in the phone at some point. But they're like, if we put that into the phone now, people are going to be draining their batteries. It's not going to be working right. So there's got to be a lot of things that Apple wants to implement, but they recognize if they do it now, it's going to be way too confusing for the average Joe Schmo. And so they just hold off on that until they know they can do it right.
But now, you know, our iPad, we're not going to get that multitasking till the fall.
Oh, really? That's not coming till the fall?
Yep.
I thought it was coming like in June or something.
Well, the iPhone's going to get it in June. We're not going to get it until the fall.
Okay, so it's somewhat of a staggered rollout. I would imagine that there's probably a lot of things that the iPhone probably has a more simplistic structure, or they're probably going to stagger things. iPhone features first, then iPad.
Well, you know that they use the same SDK or whatever.
Yeah. It's the same engine, but I'm sure there's a lot of, there's some minor tweaking they would probably have to do and whatnot.
Okay, now you know how each screen can hold 20 icons, right?
Right.
How many apps total do you have on your device already?
Actually, I don't have too many. I would say, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. I'd say about 30.
Okay, so, same here. I have 32.
Because you know what? There's, like you said on your show today, there's a lot I put on there. Then I'm like, this is crap, and I get rid of it really quickly. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. The potential here is great. I mean, the amount of stuff that, you know, there's like a little Star Trek Captain's Log app that I downloaded that makes your screen look like a Star Trek tricorder. I mean, I've been waiting for years for that. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be coming down the line that's just going to be phenomenal that you'll never think about. I mean, I keep hearing about the Scrabble game. I haven't seen that yet. But you can have your iPad as the main board, and then like four iPhones can connect to it, and you can flick your dice from your iPhones to the iPad. So there's huge potential coming down the road for this. But right now, it's very much like, you know, oh, that app. I download an app. Okay, that's great for version one, but I really can't use it right now. Delete.
Right, that's the same way. That's exactly what I've been doing. I'm finding all these apps, download them, check them out, and then delete them.
Yeah.
Now, have you changed your you're talking about the Star Trek thing. Have you changed your wallpaper to be that?
No. It's basically an application that basically allows you to post it. It's another one of those post to tweet or post to Facebook, post to Twitter. You know, basically, you know, type something and do it all at once. So, but it's in a Star Trek screen style. So I've changed my background.
Changed? Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, then have you changed your home screen?
Yeah, it's actually a nice little waterfall. There's a wonderful application called Backgrounds that allows you to find these wonderful background screens, and there's one now for the iPad, and it's a nice waterfall screen. And
excuse me, I just sneezed. Sorry.
Gesundheit. And that's German for bless you, which for those of, for our German listeners or well, non-German listeners.
I just found, I'm looking at the wallpapers thing right now, and there is a plaid wallpaper.
So, oh, yeah, well, that worked great for you, Archer.
I am going to do that. I'm setting it right now.
You know, finding the right wallpaper is kind of hard. I mean, you really have to find something that doesn't make it hard to look at, you know, look at things. I just downloaded the Wiki Companion update, and they fixed the icon. It actually looks like what's on the iPhone, which is great. The IMDb application is actually really good, too.
Yeah, I have that one, too.
Let's see. Some of the comic applications I downloaded, of course, for me, Transformers. I downloaded Transformers comic application. It looks beautiful. And you can purchase comics, and I can see a whole revolution again for comics on the iPad. I can see comics coming back to the iPad because you can download an app, purchase a comic instead of having to, I mean, I feel bad for the store owners, you know, who have the brick and mortar stores, but you know, I basically downloaded a Transformers comic right before I went to bed the other night. It was great.
Yeah, so, very cool. So if you're into the comics, you have a outlet there.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see. Oh, and this is just, I mean, this is cute for about 5 seconds, but it's a cat piano, which is,
oh geez. You didn't pay for that, did you?
No, it's the free version, but if you upgrade, there's more cats you can get. There's the angelic meow, and then there's furball.
All right, that's enough of that.
I show that to people at work. They're like, all right, that's kind of dumb. There's actually a Text Plus app, which you can send out free texts to people, which is great. There's a War Chess app, which is actually pretty good for if you ever liked the old Battle Chess game.
What about the ABC Player app? Have you used that?
I have not downloaded that yet. How good is that? Well,
I will tell you about it right now, because this morning I got up and I saw that there was an update to the ABC Player. They made it possible for you to watch TV shows over the 3G network.
Oh, wow.
So this morning at work, I hit the ABC Player and I watched the latest Brothers and Sisters on my iPad while I was sitting there doing work. And it stopped two times to like catch up and load the whatever the data, but that was it. And the quality to me was fine. I didn't notice anything different.
Yeah, the 3G. Let's talk about the 3G network for a little bit, because
sucks.
Yeah, you know, it's so sad because at work, I swear to God, they just keep moving me to places where I can't get access. It's like once I get to a desk where I upgraded to the 3G iPhone, was great where I was sitting, and then they move me to a place. It's literally 20 feet across the office, and I can't pick up anything unless I have 5 bars. And I get that at the most 4 bars. It's like 18. This is the thing that Apple really needs. And if they get to Verizon, they will kill the market, because their reception for AT&T sucks unless you're in the inner city or somewhere near a tower. Now, at home, it's great because I got wireless. And even if I don't, most of where I go in Columbus is fine. But I'll sit at work and literally on my desk, I have no reception. I walk 20 feet left or right, I can pick anything up. It's
so that sucks.
It's like, and I asked to move my desk, and they're like, why do you need to have access? I'm like, to make personal calls. It's really because every day, you know, Sean and I send our, you know.
You actually told them that?
Well, yeah, because, well, it's
making
like
personal calls at work.
You're allowed a little bit of personal call, especially if you're in the IT stuff. And they're like, oh, you can use the work number. I'm like, okay. And the thing is basically, it's like, you know, I need the work internet blocks everything.
Oh, yeah, same
and
here.
And so it was nice if I needed to find something out that was actually not necessarily bad or anything, but, you know, something that was interesting, because they block music and lyrics and stuff like that, I would go to my iPhone. Now I can't do that. And if, you know, and the one thing is, you know, Sean sends me, you know, every day since we started dating, we send each other a good morning text message. And now I can't even get that. So it's very frustrating. I found some workarounds with Instant Messenger, but it's just like, it's like, I, you know, every time I, I occasionally go into the AT&T report app, which it's so ironic because AT&T has an app that says, if you have a problem with your connection, load up this app and report it. Of course, if you have no connection, you really can't report it. Exactly. So you have to walk to someplace to where you have connection and say, somewhere near here, I had a problem. It's so ridiculous.
So so you have the, you got the 3G version iPad then, but did you activate the AT&T contract for a month?
Yeah, I did, and you know, chances are I may deactivate that depending on if I actually use it or not. But I know the one time I'm actually going to be somewhere, and I need that, then I'm going to have to go through that whole rigmarole. But I mean, so far it's like everywhere I go is it's just a wireless connection. So we'll
see.
So
you haven't needed to use the AT&T part yet?
Yeah, I mean, if I turn the wireless off for testing here at home, but it works fine for. If you're in an area that's like metropolitan, I lived in, you know, I'm sort of in the heart of the city here. It works great. If you go to the suburbs and it's a little bit spotty, and if you go into the BFE, forget it.
I know. I've already experienced that, as you know. Out in the country, forget it. It's up and down. But now here's the thing. At first, I thought, well, maybe I'll just do the 250 megabytes for the $14.99 or whatever. And then I said to myself, no, because instantly you will chew that up and you
that's
will...
That's a ripoff.
It is, exactly. So here's what I went ahead with the $29.99 unlimited version. And guess how many megabytes I have already used since Friday?
You probably used a couple gig already.
No, not gigs. 327 megabytes since Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the 250 megabytes would have been gone this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, that's such a big crock because it's like 250 gigs. I'll go through that within a day at a coffee shop. So it's like that amazes me. So it's like the unlimited stuff is probably at a coffee shop that probably does have wireless, which is hard to find. But I'm curious to see how my reception is when I go to my parents' house, because the AT&T reception at my parents' house is kind of spotty. I'm guessing that as AT&T upgrades their networks, this will get progressively better. But I mean, for now, what annoys me too is that even if you have four bars, 3G data does not work with four bars. You have to have five bars to get any sort of relevant data. So it's like four bars. I figure I could get something. Nope. So
well, right now, right where I'm sitting right now, because I'm up seven floors and you know into the ether space, I've got a solid five bars.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a great device, and there's a lot of potential that I see so far. There's some, you know, for what it does for me, which is basically like last night I was watching I finally got to sit down and watch the RuPaul reunion, Drag Race reunion special, and just going through and just listening to TV and just typing on it works great. There's a lot that in terms of the applications that need to come, you know, come out yet that need to be upgraded that will probably come with time, and Apple's just got to find a way to get off of AT&T's network and get on something else.
They need to get a deal with Verizon.
Well, you know, I was talking to a guy at work too, because I was figuring that, you know, it was just AT&T who was saying, oh no, Verizon, I get calls but I don't get data where at my desk either. I'm like, oh, so you know, it depends on, you know, if you're in a building which is like heavily insulated, because like one of the reasons why I love my iPhone is when I'm sort of indisposed, I can, you know, catch up on Twitter feeds and stuff like that.
You mean in the bathroom?
Yes. Well, I'm being polite here for your children listeners. You know, it was great before they moved me to this new office. Well, the new office they moved me at, there's only one bathroom per floor, and it's super insulated for tornado protection. So I get nothing in the bathrooms. So it's one of those things where it's like don't even bother trying to use your device when you come into the building, because either whether you have a Droid or whether you have AT&T, you're screwed no matter what, if depending on the building you're in.
Yeah.
So
that does. Well, now let's talk about accessories. What accessories did you purchase for your iPad?
I didn't go gung-ho like you did. I think actually getting one of these for my dad and actually getting the keyboard would work great for him, because all he needs is something to browse the web and basically play solitaire on. But I haven't won the argument with the family yet. The one thing you do want to pick up, at least if anything, is the Apple cover. It's not great. It picks up a little bit of lint, but it will definitely protect your device, and it will definitely provide a stand, both as something on your desk and also if you want to use it as a picture display device, it works in the reverse as well. You definitely want to pick that up. Beyond that, I didn't get anything else because it's worked fine for me so far.
Well, yeah, I have the dock, the regular dock at home. I have the keyboard dock at work. I got the photo thing, the camera connection kit thing, and the little connector dock to the VGA connector because I was going to try to use it at work on the big.
Yeah, you went all out. I was like, wow, he's spending tax rebate well.
You know what I did not get was the cover for it. So today I went to the Apple store. They didn't have any. They said 2 to 3 weeks. Well, I went online, ordered it, and they says 2 to 3 weeks. So they're clearly very backlogged.
Yeah, the Apple Store employee told me that you can actually get better ones online. But, I mean, for what it is, the Apple one is actually it's all right. It's what I like about it is you can fold it back and make a stand in either, landscape mode or, like, turn it around and stand up, and it could be, like, sort of a, you know, picture display when people come over. Of course, I figure as soon as people see that, oh, the iPad, can I play it? And then they're going to pick it up. But it's fine. I mean, you definitely – it's a little bit hard to get the iPad into it. But once you get into it, it's fine. What you definitely also want to pick up if you did not get one of these little lint cloths with the original iPhone is pick up some lint cloths or something to wipe the screen because it does get very smudgy very quickly. Mm-hmm. And you definitely will be wiping it off on a daily basis. And I'm guessing at some point somebody's going to create a film that I – what my iPhone case came with a film that you put it over and it makes it – I don't have that problem anymore. It does not get smudgy. It protects it and it looks just fine. And some of them actually have film that is unless you're looking at it directly, it protects your privacy.
But it's so beautiful. I don't want to cover it with anything.
Well, it doesn't damper it, and unless you get the privacy film. But yeah, I mean, I'm figuring somebody's going to create a film to prevent it from smudging. But all in all, I'm as usual very impressed with it. Did I necessarily need this for anything? No, not necessarily.
No.
But for a fun little thing to – well, actually, I'll take that back. I did need it because I was dealing with the issue of what do I do when I'm downstairs and I'm watching TV and I don't have a laptop other than my work laptop, and I don't want to use my work laptop to browse, you know, gay sites or stuff like that.
Right, right.
So, not that I'm not saying like Manhunt or anything, but you know, just, you know, I don't like to use my work laptop for anything like that. So this works just fine for browsing the web, checking up on Twitter feeds, checking up your email. And I'm just waiting for some killer apps like the killer Facebook app. You know, the killer game to come out. There's going to be so much that comes from it. And one of the things I was telling people at work is, you know, one of the reasons why I'm trying to learn C and Objective C is that hopefully at work there's huge potential in numerous industries with this now. I'm just thinking the healthcare industry, which is what I work in, could have so many applications for this, and I'm not sure how that would work with the Apple Store, but there's numerous possibilities for patient information, stuff like that, to be done on the iPad now, because it's just going to become the de facto standard now. I mean, you just know it is, because Apple has just basically made these things the de facto standards. And I'm, you know, with their growth of the computers in the home and the iPhones and stuff, I mean, this and Google are pretty much the future. I mean, kiss Microsoft goodbye in about 10 years' time, I would imagine.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that to go on. Now, let me ask you this. How have you noticed the battery life being?
It's all right for what I expected to be. I heard the Wi-Fi version, some people actually have tried test, and the Wi-Fi version is amazing. The 3G obviously is going to sap a little more of your energy if you're using the 3G, because that's just the way it works. But compared to my 3G iPhone, this thing's 10 times better than the battery on the 3G iPhone.
Well, yeah, that's true. I used it all day on Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember which day it was. And I didn't have the charger. I had the charger with me one day, but I didn't have it with me the next day. And I got my battery life got down to 43%, I think.
Right.
You know, but it's still going fine, so.
Yeah, for my 3G iPhone, if you turn everything on, and part of the problem is that at work, once again, I get no reception, so the phone is constantly searching for a signal, which will drain that battery like crazy. So throughout the day, I'm up down to half a battery if I don't plug it in or turn off and put it in airplane mode because I can't get anything anyhow. Right. If you turn on Bluetooth, 3G, all that stuff, it's going to zap that battery. But if you're in somewhere where you know you can't get 3G and you can get wireless, just turn it off and you will have substantial – I mean, this thing will last forever. I mean, the battery is just amazing. I was using it for about 3 hours yesterday. I got to down to maybe 79%. But, you know, for me – once again, I probably won't be using the 3G that much, and if so, I can always find a place to plug it in and use the power adapter. So,
right. Yeah, I'm going to carry the adapter with me all the time now because I don't know how long I'll be using it, and definitely on the 3G, it chews up the battery big time.
Yeah, I wonder. You know, I haven't plugged this into my car adapter. I wonder if that would work. I'm guessing it probably – the car adapter I have doesn't really work with my iPhone. It'll say it doesn't work, but it works fine for transmitting on the FM. So I'm curious if this would work for that.
I don't think it's going to work. Because there was a thing on there that it's a different charger than all the other stuff.
Oh, that's right. You said some of the older Macs had a problem charging it, too.
Right. So you might have to, you know, get the one. But I think there's already a manufacturer that has one out specifically for the iPad.
Yeah, I mean, once again, there's a huge amount of stuff. I'm just waiting for the killer game to come out for this. I haven't bought a lot of games because you buy a lot, but you bought this for so much money. I'm like, I really don't want to spend. But I'm sort of debating whether I want to spend $9 again to get Plants vs. Zombies. Plants vs. Zombies and Pickle are probably the two most addictive games you will ever play on your computer.
Right.
iPad or iPhone.
I'm not a big gamer person per se, but
I'm not either. But if you got 10 minutes to kill, it's great. So
if I got 10 minutes to kill, I'm gonna play tic-tac-toe or nothing at all.
Now, what was that tic-tac-toe game you got?
Well, it's called, if I click on here, tic-tac-toe. That's all it's called.
Tic-tac-toe free.
It just says tic-tac-toe. That's what it's called. There's no, yeah, it's free. It was free. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, there's an HD version. So, yeah. Once again, I heard the Scrabble game, which I haven't downloaded yet, is really amazing because you can interface with four iPhones. Oh, Archer did something.
Yeah, I won the game. I'm playing the game. What do you think about the speaker? I know we've probably been going on way too long, but what do you think about the volume? Volume on the speaker?
Volume's great. I had the first generation iPhone, and the quality in the speakers has dramatically improved since the first generation iPhone. My 3G iPhone is hugely better than my first generation, and I've been amazingly pleased at the quality of the speaker. Even though it's supposedly mono, it's now here's the one thing I'm surprised they did not give you in the box. They didn't give you any headphones. I thought that was a cheap shot.
I know. I thought that was interesting too.
I'm like,
but you know what? I've got so many iPod headphones sitting around. That's not a big deal.
Well, that's the thing. Apple realizes that people who get this right away for the first version are going to have the Apple iPhones.
I don't think they're ever going to supply them, though.
Well, that was when I first got them. Like, does it have a headphone jack? But I was like, well, I know it doesn't have a camera. I'm like, and then I'm like, oh, it does have a headphone jack. And I'm like, why didn't they give us some headphones? Because if I'm going to be listening to music, I'm not going to be playing it through that little tiny speaker. I'm going to be listening to headphones probably. So unless I'm showing somebody something, but the speaker on the side is more for the games. Apple realizes that this is going to be a huge gaming device, and that's probably why they include the speaker on there.
Yeah.
But people complain about you can't make phone calls on it. Well, get Skype. You can make phone calls.
Yes, but only if you have the Wi-Fi. It won't do it over the 3G.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, I mean, I'm sure somebody else would come up with an app that does it over 3G. And whether Apple approves it or not, that's a whole other question.
Before we started talking, I was actually testing it from the iPad with my Wi-Fi from my iMac. And the call worked beautifully. I used the test call from Skype, and it worked beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that the purpose of the old-fashioned telephone lines is going to slowly become less and less as the networks around the country get upgraded. You're going to see more stuff just going over the actual internet. So
yeah, seriously. Okay, so have we covered everything that we were thinking about covering?
I think so. Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
No, but if the listeners who are hearing this have any questions about the iPad or something that they want us to bring up, we can certainly address that at a later time.
Okay. Let me plug something really quick.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Go right ahead.
I mean, besides my podcast, which you can get to all of them at anthonyandsemble.com or shantynolemon.com, we've broken everything up into individual categories in the iTunes store as well. I created a video game of myself. Now, it only works on the old Mac. The old Macintosh operating system. I would love to port it to iPhone once I get a little bit more programming knowledge under my wings. But if you have a Macintosh and you loved the old games of the 8-bit era or the old Apple IIe games, please go check out walkingstickgame.com. One long thing. Once you can also get to it from my website as well. I've basically spent numerous hours trying to recreate an Apple IIe game that you basically can play in your Macintosh. And so far, my reviews for those who have played it is that it's pretty awesome. There's about 20 levels, and go check it out, download it, and tell me what you think, and spread the word, if you would, please.
I actually did download it and check it out, and it was pretty cool, and it reminded me of the old days of playing video games. But you know, once again, I'm not a video game player, so. But it was cool. If you created that yourself, that's really good.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on it. It's not gonna take you forever to beat. It's only about 20 levels, but it's like if you ever played Lode Runner or Captain Goodnight or, you know, some of the old Apple IIe games like Pitfall, it's basically along that same era. And if I get more interest, I'm actually hoping to release more levels and packs and whatnot. So go check it out if you're listening.
Cool, and tell me what you think. And any other websites you want to tell us about?
At Shantino Lemon, Gaily Forward, Benji's coming over, I think, this Saturday to record some more shows. So we're wrapping up things. Not as much as – because I just don't have the time. But subscribe to the feed, and you will get periodic updates as they come out.
Great. Well, that's all for today. So why don't you say it with me? Until next time.
Bye.